हरे कृष्णा, थिंक विथ योर सेंस नॉट योर सेंसेस. सो सेंस रेफर्स टू इंटेलिजेंस, वेर अ सेंसेस रेफर्स टू दी फिजिकल ऑब्जेक्ट्स बाय विच वी इंटरैक्ट विद द वर्ल्ड. टू थिंक विथ आर सेंस मीन्स टू थिंक विथ आर इंटेलिजेंस. टू थिंक विथ आर सेंसेस मीन्स टू लेट आवर थिंकिंग एंड आर एक्टिंग बी डिटर्मिंड बाय द अर्जेस ऑफ द सेंसेस. सो थिंक विथ आर सेंसेस मीन्स दैट एक्चुअली से वी गेट अ पर्टिकुलर डिजायर. वी सी अ पर्टिकुलर ऑब्जेक्ट एंड वी फील आई वॉन्ट ईट दिस. एंड दैट डिजायर नॉट ओनली कम्स इन टू अस, बट दैट डिजायर ओवरकम्स अस. एंड वेन दैट डिजायर ओवरकम्स अस, देन वी स्टार्ट थिंकिंग विथ आर सेंसेस. दैट मीन्स वी स्टार्ट Now we normally we start thinking with our tongue. What it means is that obviously the tongue doesn't think, but our thinking process, which is done with our mind, with our intelligence, all that becomes subordinate to the desire that has been impelled through the tongue. And then often people who start thinking like this, who think with their senses, then they often use their thinking faculty, they use their even intelligence faculty to somehow find a way to enjoy, rather than using their intelligence to curb the enjoying mentality. They use their intelligence to further their self-centered, short-sighted enjoyment, and in this way they end up aggravating their suffering, and they aggravate their suffering using their intelligence. So, for example, we have all living beings eat, but it is human beings alone who suffer from an incredible variety of digestive ailments. And some of these digestive ailments may be from various causes, but many digestive problems, many stomach-related problems, obesity, and many other such problems often come simply because of overeating. And we overeat because we often use our intelligence to rationalize our overeating, and others use their intelligence to tempt us to overeat. So we have the whole advertising industry, which actually is done, which is made using a lot of intelligence, and that intelligence is used to tempt us. So what is happening is the thinking is happening with the senses. We are attracted with something, we're captivated by it, and then we succumb to it. So the Bhagavad Gita points out a hierarchy in 3.42, where it says that Indriyani Paranyahur Indriyebhya Param Manah Manasastu Para Buddhe Yo Buddhe Paratastu Saha. So it says Indriyani Paranyahur. Ahu is the body. So above the body is the senses. The body is actually in act, it doesn't do much. It is when the senses start activating, then things start happening in the body. In that sense, senses are the activators, are the directors, we could say, of the body. But Indriyebhya Param Manah, above the senses is the mind. And even when we are sleeping, the some senses are act, mind is active. Senses are sleeping when we are sleeping, but the mind is active. Manasastu para buddhe. So buddhe, intelligence is above the mind. Intelligence is meant to direct the mind. And yo buddhe paratastu saha, that above the intelligence is the soul proper. And in the next verse, 3.43, Krishna says that, therefore, situate yourself at the level of the soul using your intelligence. एवं बुद्धे परम बुद्ध्वा समस्तभ्यात्मानमात्मना जहि शत्रु महाबाहो कामरूपं दुरासदं. सो एवं बुद्धे, इन दिस वे यूजिंग योर इंटेलिजेंस सिचुएट योर सेल्फ एट द स्पिरिचुअल लेवल एंड दस ओवरकम इल्यूजन. सो थिंक विथ योर सेंस डजंट जस्ट मीन यूजिंग आर इंटेलिजेंस, बिकॉज आर इंटेलिजेंस कैन ऑल्सो बी ओवरकम, ओवरपावर्ड. कृष्ण हैज टॉक्ड अबाउट दिस इन 2.60 when he says that तो यपि कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपश्चिता इंद्रियाणि प्रमाथिनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः. द सेंसेस कैन ड्रैग अवे इवन अ एंडेवरिंग पर्सन हु इज डिसर्निंग, हु हैज इंटेलिजेंस, विपश्चिता. सो देयरफॉर आवर इंटेलिजेंस शुड बी यूज्ड टू सिचुएट आवरसेल्व्स इन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म. एंड व्हेन स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म अल्टीमेटली मीन्स इन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ लविंग सर्विस टू कृष्णा. व्हेन वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट आई एम अ सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्णा एंड आई एम मेंट टू सर्व कृष्णा. And with that understanding, we absorb ourselves determinedly in devotional service, then Krishna will give us the divine sense by which to act. Dhami buddhi yogam tam Yenamam upayantite, 10th point, and he says, I will give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So by absorbing ourselves in bhakti, we can avoid the short-sighted, self-destructive thinking that happens with the senses. And we can act in a long-term beneficial way by thinking with our spiritual sense coming from our bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.